It's Vikings Forever on The Fan.
Bumps it out to the left of the 15. Sprints inside the 5. Touchdown!
Now, celebrating the great past years of Vikings football, here's The Fan's Mark Rosen.
And a very good evening on this Tuesday night. Mark Rosen here for another edition of Vikings Forever, leading up to the Vikings game at Green Bay, Lambeau Field, this Sunday at noon here on The Fan. And our special guest tonight, one of the grittiest, guttiest running backs in the history of this franchise, Terry Allen. Terry, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
It's nice to have you on the program. You're down in Georgia right now, and know that's your home state, and I assume everyone's getting pretty excited about the big matchup with Alabama for a chance to go to the national championship. Before we talk about your career in pro football, what's the mood down there in Georgia for the Dogs this weekend?
Well, it's crazy down here. Obviously, you know, the majority of people around here are Bulldog fans, even though you have Georgia Tech here. But it's going to be real interesting to see how these guys handle the pressure that Alabama's defense can put on their offense.
Yeah, are you a big college football fan? You keep up with the game a little bit? I assume it's kind of impossible not to when you're in SEC country down there.
Well, I went to Clemson, and I'm an ACC guy, but yes, I keep up with the SEC because that's the best football conference in the game.
Well, listen, Clemson's had some outstanding teams over the years. You were a graduate of Clemson. You went to Banks County High School, and you were drafted by the Vikings back in 1990. Did Clemson do a pretty good job of preparing you for the National Football League? You had pretty good clubs back then?
Oh, we definitely did. One thing for sure was we had top-ranked defenses in the country every year that I was there, and having to practice against those guys got me ready to come to the NFL. When you had to practice against guys like Ed McDaniel, who later on came to the Vikings and was a great player there, it just got you ready.
Yeah, Eddie was a teammate of yours. You're right, down in Clemson. He still always spoke very highly of his football time down there at Clemson University as well. And you were drafted by the Vikings in the 9th round. Again, we're talking running back Terry Allen. 9th round is a long time to wait. What was that moment? What was that day like in days for you, thinking that maybe did you feel like you weren't going to get drafted? What was that? What was going through your mind at that time, Terry?
Well, honestly, I really didn't think I would get drafted because I hurt my knee the last game of the season against South Carolina. Didn't play in the bowl game. Only had the one college day. Pro day workout there at Clemson, and I really didn't expect to get drafted. I just, you know, I figured if whoever took a chance on me as a free agent would get lucky, because I knew what I was able to do. But, you know, coming off a knee injury, I'm sure everyone was scared to take that chance.
So you're drafted in 1990, but did you play at all in 1990, or did you just I know because a guy named Herschel Walker was here as the running back, or did you just sit and watch? Did you get any playing time in that first year?
No, I blew my knee out in training camp.
That's right.
In training camp, and I missed that whole season. And came back the next year and got a little playing time because Herschel was still there.
Yeah, Herschel was still here, and he had quite the legacy. What was he like to have as a teammate? Because it was a ballyhooed trade. The Vikings pretty much traded the entire farm to the Dallas Cowboys before you got here, which resulted probably in a couple Super Bowl championships for the Cowboys and a lot of angst among Viking fans. But what about Herschel? What was he like to have? Again, talking about a guy from Georgia, what was it like to have that kind of legendary guy on your football team?
Well, Herschel was a great guy, a great teammate. You know, he worked extremely hard. I think he got a raw deal. I think everyone really expected him to come in and do a lot more than one man is capable of doing. When you give up as much as you did for one guy, it's going to be hard for him to live up to five guys.
I remember talking to Darren Nelson a few weeks ago on this program, and he said that it just really wasn't a good fit from the style of offense the Vikings had, because, you know, Herschel was pretty much a north-south kind of runner, I mean, a very powerful runner, but really didn't fit the kind of passing game that Jerry Burns wanted and wanted out of his offense here.
It really didn't fit Herschel's his style. He was just one of those straight-ahead guys, and you know, give him a crack and let him use his speed. He wasn't one of those guys who was going to make a lot of people miss. And the style that they had, that they were running at that point, just really didn't fit Herschel.
So you got healthy the next year, Terry, and then you end up, Herschel Walker was gone, and you were named the starter, and you ran for, I think, over 1,200 yards, 13 rushing touchdowns. You were very versatile, catching passes out of the backfield. Jerry Burns was the head coach, and Jerry Burns is the former longtime offensive coordinator for Bud Grant. really like that West Coast style of offense. Does that fit your skill set? The pretty good fit with you and Jerry Burns?
Well, I think so, because I had a chance to sit back and learn what was expected of me prior to, you know, to getting the reins there as the starting running back there, and had some good guys there to work with me, and Herschel prior to that, and Darren came in, and then also Roger Craig came in, and he was a tremendous help to me.
I remember Roger, barely. I remember covering the team at that time, and Roger Craig, again, this guy who had such an amazing career at the San Francisco 49ers, all of a sudden shows up in a Viking uniform. He was more like an assistant coach, I think, than a player at that time, but as a young back, I can't imagine what that must have been like to have a guy like that to pick his brain.
It was awesome, because I was always a big Roger Craig fan. I remember the year when he rushed for 1,000 and receiving yards for 1,000, and I was like, you know, this is not going to be done again. But it didn't take long for it to happen, but he was one of the greatest.
Jerry Burns, the head coach, was always known as kind of a character, a guy maybe it would be difficult to understand some of the things that came out of his mouth, but what were your impressions, what were your thoughts about Jerry Burns as the head coach?
It took me a while to get used to Burns, because like you said, I couldn't understand half the things that he was saying. And, you know, he was a guy, his football IQ was so high, and you know, he tried to break things down to the younger guys that was there so that we could understand where he was coming from. But his IQ was so high that it's just unbelievable.
Well, Burns, he was here from, you know, left after the 1991 season, so your breakout season, and you really started hitting your stride in 1992. Denny Green was named the head coach of the Vikings, and I think he proclaimed himself the new sheriff in town when he came to town. What kind of transition was that for you and your Viking teammates at that time, going from Jerry Burns to Denny Green?
Well, it was different, because you had a Jerry who you know, kind of he wasn't a young whippersnapper who was getting around, you know, spry, but then you had Denny Green, who was full of himself. Then he had the ego. I don't think Jerry had a big ego, but Denny Green definitely had the big ego. And it was, you know, when he came in, it was going to be his way or you know, no way. And you know, it took a while for guys to really get to buy into what he was doing, because after dealing with Burns and then to have to deal with Denny was a little different.
Well, you used the word ego. I mean, is it that uncommon to have a head coach with that kind of an ego? We can segue a little down the road to some of your coaches you played for later on, especially at Washington. But was it an unhealthy quality to have, or was it just an adjustment, or did you feel that Denny Green was not the kind of head coach that was needed at that time?
Well, you know, I'm not sure if he was the head coach that was needed at that time, but he was able to get in and get us into the playoffs and get some wins. We had good teams under Denny, but he put more emphasis on what Denny Green was doing as opposed to what the team was doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and who were some of the teammates that stood out in your mind? Who were you closest to on those early years with the Vikings, and especially when Denny Green came in? Who were some of your favorite teammates?
Oh, my goodness. John Randall, Ed McDaniel, Carlos Jenkins, you know, Henry Thomas, Chris Dolman. We had a record, guys.
You had a great defense. I mean, you just listed some guys who were in the Hall of Fame. I mean, and were just outstanding at what they did. And you think that the Vikings would have had more success in the playoffs because of the names you just rattled off there, Terry?
You're right. You think that we would have, and you know, we were always just maybe a player or two away at a position that could have got us over the hump. And you know, again, sometimes you have to check your ego as a coach and get your players in line.
Well, Terry, you had quite a transition, which we're going to talk about after the break here, because I know you got hurt the first year, and then you also tore your ACL in practice and missed the whole 1993 season. And with so much conversation going on these days about Adrian Peterson and people coming back and the numbers of ACL surgeries, I want to talk to you about that when we come back from our break. We're talking to Terry Allen, former longtime running back with the Minnesota Vikings, here on Vikings Forever, here on The Fan. Stay with us.
Now, back to Vikings Forever. Here's The Fan's Mark Rosen.
And welcome back to Vikings Forever. Mark Rosen here on this Tuesday evening, getting ready for the Vikings to face the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field this Sunday afternoon. And we're speaking with Terry Allen, a former longtime Viking running back from 1991 through 94, then went on to have a great, great couple of years with the Washington Redskins. And Terry, thanks so much for joining and spending some time with us. You mentioned your first year coming out of knee surgery and why you were not drafted till the ninth round, and then all of a sudden, bam, here we go again. You missed the entire 1993 season with ACL, a torn ACL. You're thinking at that point, man, my career might be over. What was your mindset during that time that here we go again?
You're exactly right. That was it. Here we go again. And you know, all the work that I had put in to get my career going the way it was going, you know, I was thinking, well, you know, all that hard work for nothing, and I'm right back where I started from. Am I going to make it back? And, you know, just by the grace of God, you know, and good people around me to work with, I was able to come back.
Well, it had to be mentally. I mean, it's one thing to have your teammates around you, and I think anyone who goes through a very serious injury always talks about this. Those lonely times when it's just you, maybe the trainer, or just maybe you, pushing through those workouts when there's no one around, and you're saying, well, what's motivating me? What got you through those really tough times?
Just the fact that I didn't want to have to leave the game because of an injury. And if it was just up to me putting in the work to get back out on the field, I was going to do my part. And, you know, if the doctors did what they had to do and I put in the work that I had to put in, then everything was going to work out. So I was willing to do the work, and you have to be mentally tough to want to get back out on the field, knowing that, you know, every play as a running back, every play or as a football player, period, every play is one player away from career ending. So you just have to be mentally tough and willing to put in the work that it takes to get back.
Well, 1994, you came back all right, Terry, and you had two bad ACLs. You still rushed for over 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns. So, an amazing comeback. I mean, I think your teammates and people around here in the Viking community were stunned that you came back and were that productive. Did you feel pretty healthy during that entire season?
You know, honestly, I came back from the knee injuries, but I never came back to what I was able to do before. And I have to apologize to those guys because they got shafted. They never really got to see the real me play football up there, but. I was able to do some things, and again, when you had the offensive lineman I had, I mean, one year I had Gary Zimmerman and Randall McDaniel, two Hall of Famers, you know, Tim Irwin, those guys. How can you not be productive when you're running behind those guys?
Well, it was quite an offensive line. I don't know if they got shafted. You had quite a good run there. But let me ask you, how much of the artificial turf? And this was before the Vikings changed it at the metronome. It was like running on concrete. It was like walking on concrete. How much did that have to do with kind of the demise of what you were dealing with and eventually you leaving Minnesota to go to the Washington Redskins?
Hey, that, you know, in my situation, it had nothing at all to do with it because I never got hurt on the turf. Every time I tore my knee up was in training camp on grass.
That's interesting. And I know people say that it's kind of shortened their career because it was not a lot of fun to play on, but... So you leave here after the 1994 season, you go to the Washington Redskins, and right away you run for 1,300 yards and 10 rushing touchdowns. What led to your departure here to go to Washington?
A lot of it, I think, had to do with the coaching staff there. They wanted to go a different route, and they decided to do what they had to do and let me go.
Was that Robert Smith here then at that time too, right?
Yes, Robert had he had just came back from a knee injury.
That's right.
Was healthy and so decided to go with the young guy.
Yeah, well, who was the head coach of the Washington when he went there?
North Turner.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, then, I mean, you had an unbelievable season, and we were just talking about that. I think this was before fantasy football really got going. You would have been a fantasy football player's dream, Terry Allen, because in '96, you rushed for 21 touchdowns. Only 9 other running backs ever rushed for over 20 touchdowns in a single season. What do you remember about that season? It was a glorious year for you in Washington.
Well, it was just a lot of fun. Anyone who knows anything about North Turner knows that his style of football was he was going to run the ball and get the run going and then, you know, work downfield with off of play action. And we were just able to get the run going and kept it going. And he was... constantly feeding me the ball, so I was having a lot of fun.
Yeah, North Turner and Washington, they always had those big hogs up front. They're notorious for and a very passionate fan base. That's what was that experience like playing in front of those Redskins fans?
It was great. Because, like you said, I mean, they're passionate about their football up there in D.C. And, you know, those guys, they're used to championships. And so every year they're excited and then looking for a championship. And it shows in the way they show out for the games and get behind their team.
Talking to Terry Allen, who's down in Georgia right now, his home state of Georgia. A lot has been talked about this year, Terry, and I'm sure you've watched from a distance. Adrian Peterson, arguably the number one running back in football, coming off of ACL surgery that he suffered, ironically, speaking of Washington, on the grass field late December last year. And his recovery and his ability to play at such a high level. If you're watching and understanding from – and people mention your name all the time in the context of Adrian Peterson coming back from his ACL – what are your thoughts about Adrian Peterson, what you've seen from him, and what you feel that he's accomplished already this year?
Well, let's say this. First of all, in my opinion, there is no argument. He is the best running back in the game right now. And this young man has came back, you know, a couple of times from these injuries, and it's just amazing at the things that he's able to do. It's not easy. And it just goes to show what this young man is really made of. And I love the way he plays the game. He runs the ball angry, and I love it.
He runs the ball angry, and a lot of folks feel that he might even be a better running back now than he was before he had the ACL surgery, because he might be a little bit more patient, that he's waiting for his blockers to kind of, instead of just hitting the hole right away, he's anticipating a little bit. And you were around some great backs. You've seen a lot of the great ones play. So do you feel in your mind he might be a little bit better? Because we all know the life – expectancy in the NFL as a running back can be very, very short.
Well, I think the number of years that he's played now has just allowed him to gain that patience. Because, you know, as a young guy, you come in and you're full of energy and you're just learning the game, and you really you go out and you just play based off of your talents. Mm-hmm. And then as you get older and the game slows down for you, you start to mature as a running back and understand more about blocking schemes and you know, just the patience that it takes to be successful and to stretch your career.
Why do you feel without hesitation he is the best back in football? I mean, there are some good ones out there, but do you feel he is head and shoulders above the rest right now?
I really do, because his whole body of work, from everything the young man has done since he's came in, the things that he's overcome, his whole body of work in general just tells me that this kid is the best. And then when he lines up on the field and is given the opportunity to carry the ball the way his team needs to, he's always been productive.
Adrian's been rewarded, Terry Allen, with a big contract, but do you feel overall running backs are devalued now in the National Football League, which emphasizes the passing game so much? I mean, you rattle off the quarterbacks, whether you're talking about a Drew Brees and the Mannings and Aaron Rodgers and onward and upward. I mean, there's so many great quarterbacks, and it's a quarterback league. So is there still a place to have that kind of game? How important is the running back, especially in January when you get to the playoffs?
Well, the running back is still important, but now you have so many running backs. You know, you got teams playing 2, 3, 4 running backs in every game. Years ago, you had one running back. He was your bell cow. You went to him. Now, the rules that they have on for the defense now, it just made the passing game so wide open. You can't hit anybody in the secondary, so why not throw the ball every chance you get? Because, you know, you're going to draw a penalty if they touch them, so it just makes sense for you to want to go to a passing game now.
Yeah, if there's one piece of advice maybe, or one area that Adrian Peterson, and I think they're throwing the ball a little bit more to him, because that was part of your success, Terry Allen, was your ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. Is that an area you think Adrian can continue to get better at? He's got a young quarterback right now in Christian Ponder. To stay on the field for third down. I mean, you want Adrian Peterson with the ball in his hands as many times as possible. I think it frustrates Viking fans many times. They don't give him the ball on third down. Some way, somehow, get the football in his hands.
Oh, you're exactly right. He definitely needs to have the ball in his hand. You take third down, for instance, whenever you spread the field out and you take one of the defensive linemen or a linebacker off the field and you get the ball into his hands, now you got to worry about a guy in the secondary trying to tackle him. They really don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's going to get positive yards. He's going to break tackles. So you really would want to get him the ball on third down just because of what he does after you get the ball in his hands.
Speaking of Terry Allen, and Terry, you had after your – some terrific years with the Vikings, went on and had, as I mentioned, a couple of great years with the Washington Redskins. In fact, he ran for 21 touchdowns the fall in 1996. He had a career best. He went on to the New England Patriots and played there briefly as well, the New Orleans and Baltimore. Did you have a pretty good run of it? When you really look back at your career now, Terry, you go, man, it was a lot more than I ever expected, given the fact that you got off to an injury-plagued start for yourself.
Yeah, I was truly blessed to be able to stick around as long as I did and have the fun that I did and have the success. You know, like you said, coming in and getting hurt my very first year, right there, you think it's over at that point. But to be able to go on for another, 11 years after that, it was just truly a blessing.
You watch the pro game a lot these days? Are you a fan? What's Terry Allen up to these days in Georgia?
Well, I'm definitely a fan of the game, and I still watch every Sunday. I'm in front of the TV, and I just try to see and try to learn this new game of football that they're playing because it's an entirely different game than it was when I played.
Oh, that it is. But, Terry, you played it so well. We really appreciate your time here. I know a lot of Viking fans are very happy to hear from you as well. And continued success in your post-football career. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here tonight.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, and go Vikes.
All right, thank you. Terry Allen, former Viking running back. You've been listening to Vikings Forever here in the Fan. Remember, the Vikings and the Packers this week, Lambeau Field, Green Bay. Need you say more? Thanks. Good evening, everyone.